Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress are celebrating the passage of a U.S. tax overhaul. It's the first major legislative victory of Trump's presidency. The bill permanently slashes corporate taxes, temporarily cuts taxes paid by American wage and salary earners, and increases the U.S. national debt by at least $1 trillion over a decade. Democrats criticize the legislation as mortgaging America's future at home and abroad in order to pad the pockets of the wealthy. By contrast, Republicans jubilantly argued the tax cuts will rev up the economy and make American businesses more competitive at home and abroad. 8 Americans were among the 12 people killed in Mexico Tuesday after a tour bus carrying passengers from Royal Caribbean cruise ships crashed along a highway. 2 Swedes, 1 Canadian, and a tour guide were also among the dead. Local officials said excessive speed and driver negligence were to blame when the bus carrying 31 passengers flipped and struck a tree. The bus was traveling to Mayan ruins in the state of Quintana Roo, home to the popular resort city of Cancun. A U.S. federal court sentenced the Brooklyn resident to 15 years in prison on terrorism charges. Kazakhstan citizen Akrar Sadakmaktov was charged with conspiring to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, the Islamic State. He first expressed support for the Islamic State group in 2014, according to court filings. He was arrested in 2015. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe.